Mandis Gupta is pursuing her passion for tea after 25 years of trend-setting corporate leadership in the financial services industry. She developed a love for fine quality tea while living in West Bengal, India, where she attended university in Calcutta. She trained in the sciences and holds a master's degree in software engineering. Quote, Broke 37 is proud to bring fresh thinking and an ethical and sustainable mindset to all we do, she says. Our unparalleled tea selection of flavors, aromas, and colors from around the world, along with exquisite packaging, help you choose a positive and aspirational lifestyle. It is a personal delight that you are joining us today on the Tea Biz Podcast to talk about your vision of a new era in tea and how it led to the launch of Brook 37, a premium brand sourced directly from suppliers in the most famous of India's tea growing regions.
Yeah, by new era of tea, what I want to talk about is reimagine tea in our country, in the USA. The new era of tea, right? So it's not just introducing tea, it's also how you consume the tea. So we're saying that, yes, I mean, you traditionally you drink tea from a cup, but break all the barriers. Drink tea from a, you know, champagne glass, or, you know, chill the tea and drink it in a martini glass, and, you know, make other drinks using tea. Just open up your imagination and take an old drink and modernize it, and just do fun things with tea. And that's how I feel that the younger generation may find it more interesting. When I go to a friend's house, if they only offer me a Diet Coke or a Coca-Cola, or maybe, you know, a soda, club soda or something like that, but I want people to offer tea also as a drink. It is a non-alcoholic beverage with fantastic, you know, health values. So keep your tea caddy next to your wine bottle and open up a beautiful caddy of tea when your special guests arrive at home. So that's how I want to position tea. I moved to the USA from a place that is about 300 miles from Darjeeling that produces the champagne of the tea about 25 years back. One of my big struggles was to find the high quality tea that I was used to consume before I moved to the USA. Over here, you can find really great coffee stores everywhere, but finding a great tea shop is really hard. And tea is also looked upon to us as a health drink. It's something that has a lot of health values, but I want to promote and make people understand that tea can bring people together. Tea can reconnect people, rejuvenate. It's a drink that can elevate the moment. It's a non-alcoholic drink that has health value, but it is also like a fine wine. And you know how in wine, the quality of the grape, the soil, and the weather that drives how the taste and the flavor is going to be. A very, very high quality Darjeeling tea is exactly like that. And that is what I want to make people aware of. I want them to taste Darjeeling tea and see it's a different drink altogether.
Many brands position themselves as premium, but not many succeed in conveying the elegance visible in your color palette, your choice of tins, and pairing an engraved silver-plated infuser with a modern silver measuring spoon in your gift sets. Will you describe what you consider premium?
Yes, I think a first elegance comes from the look of the tea leaves. So a high-quality tea leaf is not dust. It's a long, beautiful leaf, and it is rolled to perfection. It's dried to perfection. It's hand-picked at a perfect time. When I went to Darjeeling, what I noticed is a tea leaf that is plucked before rain and after rain can taste and smell totally different. It's the elegance of look, it's the elegance of flavor, it's the elegance of taste. When we are adding some of the silver accessories, it's almost like when you are drinking a high quality scotch or a single malt, you can drink it with a plastic cup or you can drink it with a beautiful crystal glass, right? And it's the setting, and high quality Darjeeling tea, I think, demands that kind of setting that is going to not just the flavor, not just the color of the tea, but it's also the accessories, all of it, it elevates the moment. So that's where the beautiful packaging comes. That's where the look of the tea comes, the silver accessories come. So people feel that it's a beautiful moment that they're creating, whether it's with their children, whether it's their grandchildren, whether it's their significant other or by themselves, any moment, it's an elevation of the moment.
You have a wonderful founding story. First finding success as a software engineer, angel investor, and executive director of J.P. Morgan Chase and Morgan Stanley before directing your talents to tea.
Primary inspiration was because for 25 years, I have been really looking for the kind of tea I like, the Darjeeling tea, and I had a very hard time finding that. A lot of time, the teas come through many hands. Every time you open a bag, the quality of the tea goes down. When I left my job and I decided I want to do something on my own, tea kept on coming back to me. But this is an opportunity, because all the best quality teas we are buying, they get picked up by Germany, by Japan, right away from Darjeeling. And they don't come, most of the cases, they don't come to our country. I think we are deprived of that highest quality champagne of the tea. So that's what drove me. But I didn't want to just bring the tea. I wanted to bring the whole experience with it. And hence, we call ourselves the Chanel of the tea, and hence the accessorizing and all of that. So I wanted to create a brand that is going to catch everyone's attention, all the sensorial organs, you know, the look and touch and feel, all of it together. So that's what inspired me to start a company. And when I wanted to start a company, I didn't want to have a company that is the driving force is all about money or finance. I wanted to have a responsible company, because there is a saying that calls that says that we are not inheriting our nature for the environment from our ancestors. We are borrowing it from our children. And so the environment that I'm borrowing from my children, I want to give it back in a good shape, at least that in a conscious way. So we are building a conscious brand from day one. We are plastic neutral, biodegradable, et cetera. It has to be empowering. It has to be, so, you know, socially conscious. So we are doing multiple things to make sure that it's a socially conscious brand.
Can you share with listeners your inspiration for creating a woman-led team?
It's not actually a conscious decision. I didn't come and say that I'm only going to hire women, but 90% people in the team is women, because the people I found are best at the work are women. So the best tea pluckers are women. The best packaging people are women. My tea sommelier happens to be a woman. The person who is doing my video and photography is a woman. I just found the best people to be women. Even my marketer is a woman. So I just happened to have a team of women. So it is empowering. It is empowering to see that we have the best of the people who happen to be women in the team. By elevating Darjeeling tea in my country is also elevating the people back in Darjeeling. It's a sense of pride that we produce one of the best teas in the world. I want them to have that sense of pride. I look at Darjeeling just like that. It should be a name by itself and not just a tea. And hopefully Brook 37 is going to give that to Darjeeling.
Let's talk a minute about sourcing. That's a challenge in Darjeeling right now, with many of the 87 registered estates in distress, several recently acquired, and all experiencing an overall decline in production from around 10 million kilos 10 years ago to 6 million kilos per year in recent years.
My primary goal is to bring the best quality tea to my country in the USA. And it is not to promote the biggest tea growers or tea estates of Darjeeling. It's really to work with anybody who is growing high quality tea. So we are looking for small growers. We're looking for entrepreneurs who are innovating, new type of tea, working with all of them and finding those tea and bringing them here at a good price. So I do feel that at time the prices are compromised, and when someone is giving 70%, 80% off of tea, the price they're paying probably in the back end is also not the price that the tea demands, right? And we are ready to pay $100 for a bottle of fine wine, but we are not ready to pay $100 for 100 gram of tea, right? So if we don't elevate Darjeeling to that point, people in the back end are always going to suffer. I alone don't have the power to eliminate poverty from there, but at least what I want to do is make sure that I do my part of it, that I promote their work, I promote their tea, I promote the tea growers, and I promote the small businesses, because I am a small business owner.